Now, Anne, I want to ask you, when you look at some of the findings that came out of this study, what do you see as some of the implications for the field, for the training and technical assistance that your resource center offers?
Right. No, that's a great question, and there are some important findings related to training and practice. Certainly, as Eleanor has already mentioned, this study confirmed what we understood, but now have more concrete information about, that domestic violence survivors have multiple and complex needs, and so our services really need to respond in a comprehensive way. And it suggests that we need a broader range, that many domestic violence programs, in order to respond to this complex array of needs, need to develop collaborative approaches and collaborative partnerships with other community organizations. This study confirmed, as did the shelter study, that many survivors want or need to remain in a relationship with the person who has abused them, either because of court orders to do so, or they are interested in co-parenting. They want the father of the children to be involved in those children's lives. And so that reinforces the importance of safety planning that takes this reality into account. And of the need on many survivors' part, or the interest on many survivors' part, to have services available to the person who was abusing them. And again, as Eleanor's information has underscored, hopefully, for any of the listeners, that culturally appropriate and competent services are vital. We've got survivors with a diverse set of needs and diverse backgrounds that are reaching out to services. I think another finding that emerged, which hasn't been mentioned yet, is that the state of the economy continues to have a negative effect on survivors. About 45% of the survivors reported experiencing financial difficulties, including many not being able to pay their bills. The study also found that domestic violence programs themselves are dealing with the impact of the economic downturn that was still occurring